I was glad to get the first two games out the way, get the jitters out the way, but it was good to have two big wins on the road, so very excited to come back home with that.
How have you found the pickup, you know, obviously the travel over and now the two games and on a road trip as well, and you obviously start on the weekend as well?
It was really good. Coaches and my teammates have done a great job helping me learn all the different defensive structures and learn all the plays and things like that, so it hasn't been as big as an adjustment as it should be because they've just been so good keeping me involved with everything.
You couldn't miss game one and you couldn't hit the first three boards, you couldn't hit him last time, but you seem to be confident still just to keep taking your shots.
Yeah, you know, it's games like that. Sometimes you're going to be on, sometimes you're going to be off, but I just want to continue to play the way I play and do the best I can to help my teammates win the game, and we still came out on top, so that was the most important thing.
How would you describe your role?
I think I just have to bring high energy. Every time I hit the floor, I have some speed and quickness, so I need to use that to my advantage and put pressure on the defense and also kind of hound the guards a little bit on the defensive end full court, tire them out a little bit. So I think those are my biggest areas that I need to focus on.
Is it important to you after that rough start in the first half last night to not go into your shell and maintain that confidence, trust yourself that you can make those shots when you get another chance later in the game?
Yeah, definitely. Even if you're missing shots, you want to continue to stay aggressive if they're open shots and good shots. But eventually, you just keep the mentality. You know, it's going to fall sometime.
You've been here now a week or so. You've learned a bit about the history of this team and what it means and the importance of making the playoffs. Really giving them a lift. You feel that as well?
I'm just happy to be a part of us getting back up on the come up. You know, because I understand we were kind of down in the ranks and. Because the league is so close, any game can boost you up. And the fact that we had two, I don't know where we're at now, but I think it's something pretty good, so I'm happy about that.
It seemed like you took a bit of a heavy fall late in the game last night on the basket. Did you pull up okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm kind of used to getting knocked down, but you know, you get used to it after a while.
Has it helped not being part of the team for the whole season, to not have to worry about what the past was, and now you're coming into the team second on the ladder now rather than when initially they were down lower?
I mean, yeah, like you said, you can only control where you're at, and this is when I got here, but I understand how respected this organization is and how well they've been over the years, so it's definitely, you have to have some pride playing for this team, and you want to leave it all on the floor every night.
There's going to be a lot of hype surrounding you now in this first game at home. Do you feel like you're the saviour sort of scenario at all, or do you see yourself in a different position?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You're being talked up a lot at the moment as sort of the saviour coming in from overseas and stuff. Do you feel that sort of pressure?
No. Like I said before, you can never put pressure on yourself. It's not going to make it any good. You just go out there and be yourself, and whatever happens, happens.
How about before you arrived, the club was struggling a little bit, and obviously the stop-start nature of the roster as well, and now a couple of wins on the back of your performances in the team. They're back up to second. Have you sensed a bit of a change in the mood of the players in just the week since you've been here before that road trip?
A change in the mood of the players?
Yeah. Are they more upbeat now?
No. Honestly, the guys have always been upbeat. I can't say anything's changed. This is a great group of guys. We're always happy, and everybody gets along well, so it makes the winning that much easier, honestly.
You talk about how much the team's helped you in getting up to speed with the plays and stuff, but this week, looking forward, Jerome Randall, a very, very good player. Have you spoken much about him, and what are you sort of, have you seen much of him at all?
I know of him from college because he went to school in California, and I didn't live too far from the state of California. So I know he's a great player, and it should be a great game, but we just have to continue to keep building on where we left off of, and, you know, whatever happens, happens.
He seems so dangerous and can score a lot of points as well. Are you looking forward to potentially that matchup on him? And what do you, have you played on him before, given that you were so close to him in the States?
No, he's a little bit older than I am, but I just know he is because college is big in the States, but... like I said, it's always good. There's a league full of great players out here, and we played a great team yesterday, and it's going to be another great team this coming weekend, so it'll be a fun battle.
Casey Prather's bagging you over there. Have you built a relationship with him at the moment, given the importance of you two both scoring well?
Yeah, speaking of college, you know, I know him from college as well. He came out the same year as me, so me and him go back a little bit before just this year from pre-draft camps and stuff like that.
So you had a good relationship already?
With Casey, yeah.
Has that helped straight away, knowing someone in the team?
Yeah, it always helps when you know somebody previous before you go to a team, so it's made it a little bit easier. But like I said, the guys are so outgoing and they involve you in everything. It's so easy to get adjusted.
Nelson, you were the top scorer of game one, and he was a bit more quiet. He was the top scorer last night, and you're a bit more quiet. Just, you see, it's a good relationship to have where the opposition won't know who's going to be the go-to man.
I think that's a good thing, you know, considering we've only played two games together, and neither one of us played particularly the way we normally play in the same game, but we still won. So I think that just shows the heart that this team has, because we're not so wrapped up in the offensive end. You know, if your shots are falling, great, but if not, we're going to make up for it on the defensive end.
You spend a lot of time with him now to build that relationship even more.
Yeah, for sure. But we spend a lot of time together with everybody. Like I said, this team gets along really well and probably has one of the better chemistries out of all the teams I've been with.
Speaking about that chemistry then, do you see big things again for the Wildcats? They're the defending champions. Can you see them going that far again this year?
Like I said, you can't put pressure on yourself. It's a great team, but you got to take it one game at a time and just continue to build one step at a time. But, you know, you let the chips fall where they may from there.
You say you can't put pressure on yourself, but how about expectations? Is there an expectation on this group that that's where the benchmark is?
I think for any team, that's always the goal. You want to be the last team standing holding up a trophy at the end of the season. So I think rightfully so, every team is supposed to feel that way. So we shouldn't feel any different. If not, why are you playing?